In Hawaii, we talk a lot about the needs of the smallest among us, kids. The responsibility for ensuring laws to benefit them often rests with the Hawaii Keiki Caucus. Since 1994, it's worked with community youth advocates to develop initiatives addressing kids' health and well-being. The Keiki Caucus is a bipartisan group of House and Senate members, plus community organizations. And key items for this year's agenda include lowering the eligibility age for children in the Open Doors preschool program, support for social and emotional learning training for teachers, and funding to create an after-school program for public middle and intermediate schools. Senator Carl Rhodes is the co-convener of the Keiki Caucus. He's on the phone with us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
In looking at what seems to be, I don't want to call it exactly the linchpin, but certainly the key item on here of the Open Doors preschool program, how many more children will be affected if, in fact, the age is lowered to younger than 4 years?
I don't have an exact number. It's the program itself is difficult to tell exactly how many will be able to get in and under what conditions, but all the research indicates that the zero to three, from birth to 3 years old, is a very, very important time, and that's why we wanted to lower the age so that those who are eligible can go in younger than four.
All of this, though, presupposes a very important phrase that's in here, subject to the availability of funds. Are there really funds to be able to open the Open Doors program to more children?
Well, you know, yeah, I mean, yes and no. It's all available. That's why it's uncertain as to how many kids would get in. But, there's going to be a prioritization done. There already is. But if you lower it to the higher priority is the underage four group because, as I mentioned, all the research indicates that those first 3 years are incredibly important. And so I think that this will probably have the unfortunate result of we'll probably lose some of the older than four simply because that's not as an important an age. It's still important, but it's not as important as the first 3 years.
For so many years, we've heard the birth to five as being the most important. And so now you're saying that that's been lowered from birth to three?
Well, all the studies that I've read or read about indicate that zero to three is the. It's not that four and five aren't important, but zero to three is their brains are still built. Kids' brains are still building, and if you stimulate them in the right way, let's talk about reading to your children is very important. But it's not just important from sort of learning vocabulary. It actually builds. The brain will build itself differently. There'll be physical changes in the brain depending on what you do and how well you nurture your child. And so your trajectory in life are not that you can't knock a person off their trajectory in life after 3 years old, but in most cases, you're on your way to wherever you're going by the time you're three.
There are some teachers who've said that by kindergarten they can predict which kids may do better or worse in school based upon how much preschool they've had. For the 4 and 5 year olds, though, that seems to disadvantage them, as you've mentioned earlier. Why advantage one group and disadvantage the other?
Well, the zero to three group is where basically when you have limited resources, that's where you get the most bang for your buck, and the little ones are the ones who are most easily put on a good course, and if we had unlimited resources, and don't get me wrong, we're not writing people off. You know, once you're 3 years old and you know you're not on a good course, and we're writing you off. No, it's just that from a priorities perspective and from how much money we have to spend, it makes more money to spend the money on the really young ones than it does if you have to choose. The really young ones are the higher priority.
At this point, do you have any sense of how the funds are going to be flowing into this program? This program's had a long history of not necessarily being first priority.
Well, and that's part of the reason the Keiki Caucus, one of the reasons I was interested in being involved in the Keiki Caucus is because I think we do tend to shortchange our kids. I mean, good parents, you know, Democrats are sort of accused of not being particularly family-friendly, but I think the research I've read over the last couple of years is that parents parents are incredibly important. And when the state or the government gets involved with 0 to 3 year olds, it's usually we're trying to make up for some problem that's happened in the family. And we need to emphasize these early years more, because just from a monetary perspective, if we can get kids on the right track, we won't have to spend so much money on them later down the road. In fact, I think it probably would make sense to have free preschool and get rid of the senior year in high school, because we would be better off if we caught kids early and then we're trying to address later problems at age 17. I know it's a radical proposal and it's something we haven't ever really seriously considered, but I think the evidence indicates that we would probably be better off if we concentrated on the younger ones.
Carl Rhodes, so that seems to say, again, we're going to disadvantage one group in favor of another when the learning at 17, when the brain is still going through a great deal of development, the seat of judgment, reason that we've been told doesn't in fact solidify until somewhere in the 20s, it seems like that might not necessarily be a fair trade-off. Why can't it be both if we say that we value kids and education so much?
Well, it can be both, and that would be what I would that's what I support, but
I mean, we tried universal preschool or something that amounted very clearly for all 4-year-olds, and that failed a few years ago.
Yes, and that was put to a vote of the electorate, and they rejected it. So, we're left in a situation where we do have to make some pretty hard choices about where we think we can get the most bang for the buck. And I think it's clear that the very early 0 to 3 is where you get the most bang for the buck.
It also seems that we're asking a basic question: how much do we really value kids, and which kids over which other children? Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Carl Rhodes represents District 13 in the Hawaii State Senate. That includes downtown Honolulu, Chinatown, and Punchbowl. The Keiki Caucus is supporting a bill that would extend the eligibility of children for the Open Doors program to under 4 years of age.